Well, more than a half century ago, Continental Air Defense Command, that was the precursor to NORAD, started tracking Santa Claus as he made his way across the globe on Christmas Eve. And we talked about the tradition, which continues today, with Army Major Mike Humphreys, the public affairs officer with NORAD and U.S. NORTHCOM. He tells Federal News Radio that the tradition actually all started because somebody dialed the wrong number.
A command began tracking Santa even before NORAD was in existence, as a matter of fact. In 1955, the Continental Air Defense Command, which was prior to the NORAD agreement between Canada and the United States, you had a commander, a full colonel in the Air Force, who was commander of CONAD, and he was on duty on December 24th of 1955 when he got a call from a young girl wanting to speak to Santa Claus, and he played along. See, what had happened was the local newspaper had run an ad for Sears where children could actually call and speak with Santa Claus wherever he was in the world on that on Christmas Eve, and there was a transfer in one of the digits. So instead of going to the Sears line, it actually went direct to the red phone at CONAD, and Colonel Harry S. Shoup answered the phone and began to talk to the little girl. And then he started receiving more phone calls as the night went on, and he basically made his staff continue to answer phone calls and talk to children about Santa Claus, and that's where the tradition got its start back in 1955.
Well, that's a fun way to start the tradition, even though it started because of a typo, essentially. But
yes.
If you fast forward 55 years to today, I mean, do kids really call Santa anymore? Don't they shoot him an email or maybe tweet him?
There's all kinds of different ways to actually contact Santa these days. And, you know, it's funny. I mean, children, when they are following us or when they're sending emails to us or calling us or following us on Facebook or Twitter, you know, they're not actually talking to Santa, but they're using our technology, basically, to be able to tell them where Santa is in the world so they know where he's going to be. Because Santa's pretty busy on Christmas Eve, so we hope that he's got those phone calls and emails and tweets and Facebook posts long before he actually takes off on his trip on Christmas Eve day.
Now, this operation for NORAD, U.S. NORTHCOM, has become pretty elaborate. You've got volunteers coming in. There's all kinds of activity. Tell us about what goes on there, actually, while you're tracking Santa.
It's like a party, I tell you. This will be my second year doing the NORAD Track Santa, and it's just a really great time. It's a great way to spend the holidays. We have about 12 to 1,500 volunteers every year that come in to man the call center. We have, you know, hundreds of phones there with live people sitting behind those phones waiting for calls to come in from children around the world. Right there in front of them, there is a screen that has the Google Earth map up there that, you know, is getting feeds from our radar, from our Santa cams, from our satellites, everything that's tracking Santa around the world, and it's being fed right into that screen on the board, and folks can look right up to the screen and tell, you know, whoever they're talking to exactly where Santa is in the world at any given time.
So tell me personally what it does for you to be able to help the kids find Santa and keep track of where he is on Christmas Eve and Christmas morning.
It's just a great thing to be a part of. It's very festive. We go all out to make sure that the environment really matches what this whole tradition is about. And, you know, we have the Christmas decorations. We have Christmas music playing. We've got cookies and coffee and cocoa and everything sitting off to the side.
That's not what you think of when you think of NORAD.
No, not at all. It's very operational, but at the same time, we want to make it a festive and fun experience for everybody involved. Because, you know, we do rely on these volunteers every year to come out and help us because, you know, we can man the equipment and we can track Santa, but to be able to answer the phone calls and to tell people around the world where Santa is, well, we really rely on those folks to help us out.
We're speaking with U.S. Army Major Mike Humphreys. He's the public affairs officer for NORAD and U.S. NORTHCOM. And I guess I should play a little Grinch question here, but while this is all going on, someone's still keeping an eye on, you know, North Korea and China and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got the NORAD, North American Aerospace Defense Command. We are responsible for, it's a binational command between Canada and the United States. We are responsible for aerospace warning, aerospace control, and maritime warning. And, you know, of course, we never let our guard down. And this is a 24/7, 365 operation every day, and we never let up. Our mission, it lends itself very well to this operation of being able to track Santa around the world as he takes off to deliver presents to the good children around the world.
Now, hold on a second. That reminds me, there are kids all over the world who are going to be wanting to track Santa. Can they call you, too?
Actually, they can go to the website, www.noradsanta.org, and they'll be able to see how to contact Santa. They'll be able to follow him right there on the web if they like, and there's also the phone numbers listed so they can call us. They also can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, and we have email that they can reach out to us. So, yeah, we open this up for everyone to be able to participate.
And if I could get a little adult-oriented here, that kind of sounds almost like a little diplomacy. It sounds like NORAD is playing the role of diplomat in a very childlike kind of innocent way.
I guess you could call us that, especially when it comes to the children. I mean, and this really is about the children, and we want to make sure that everybody understands that. And I think that's the reason why everybody here is so excited about it every year. Is we do make it a festive experience for everyone, but everybody realizes that they are doing something for children around the world. And I tell you, the parents, I will just have to say too, the parents really enjoy it. I mean, there's adult kids on our Facebook that are commenting all the time, but one of the things, probably one of the most regular comments we get from folks, is that it's a great way to get their kids off to bed in time on Christmas Eve, because they'll sit there in front of the computer watching where Santa is, tracking him on NORADSanta.org, and when he gets close to home for them, the kids run off to bed because they got to be in bed and asleep before Santa can come to visit. So,
and final question, do you have any statistics on how much traffic you get, how many people log on or send in calls or send emails and tweets and so forth?
Well, I'll just say that our website is in 7 languages, English, French, German, Italian, Japanese, Spanish, and Chinese. Last year, we had 13 million unique visitors to our website from 231 countries. I've already mentioned there's more than 1,200 volunteers that participate every year who answer more than 75,000 phone calls, about 4,000 emails, all within a 24-hour period. And this year, our Facebook, we are already in excess of almost 420,000 fans on our Facebook right now, with probably another 4,000 or so followers on Twitter, too. So, and we expect that number will increase as we get closer to Christmas. We're really hoping to get close to 1 million followers this year, if possible.
Army Major Mike Humphreys is the Public Affairs Officer with NORAD and U.S. NORTHCOM. You can learn more and hear the entire interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.